Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nate Weck is our sports and rec update provider today, and he's joining us inside the Kirby Family Studio in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio. Nate, welcome back.
How's it going, Lori?
It's going pretty well because it's warm in this building.
It's very warm in the studio compared to outdoors right now, so that's always a plus.
So we've got news from Viberg Hurley and things that are not shrinking but expanding a little bit. Tell us.
Yeah, so Viberg Hurley, this year is the very first year that they decided to have a wrestling program, which some, you know, there's some schools where their wrestling history goes very, very far back. And I know we've had conversations before about certain communities and things like that throughout South Dakota. It's not just a single community, but many communities find themselves shrinking. Viberg Hurley, it's not necessarily that they're growing. They do see their high school enrollment slightly going up on an annual basis, but it's not like a drastic increase. But there's just they just thought, you know, why don't we give this a try to have a wrestling program, because there's a lot of smaller schools in the area that don't have this, and we'll see if there's some demand for it. And I gotta tell you, Lori, 16 kids on the roster the first year.
Oh wow. That's impressive. So there was definitely a demand.
There was, and we'll hear it here too, on kind of the genesis of all of this from the athletic director with Corey Jensen. But one thing that he kind of told us, and he talked to us about this off camera as well, was he went to a basketball game, or we went to, you know, check out the boys' basketball team one day, and saw that there was 37 kids that were going out for basketball. And he said, man, that's a lot of kids that are going out for basketball. And, you know, some of the playing time, just because of what it is, you know, the playing time is just not going to be there for some of these kids. I wonder if there's another program. Well, Corey Jensen, the AD of Viberg Hurley, his background has always been wrestling, going all the way back to his high school days when he was in Viberg, which that's another piece of the story here we're going to get to as well. But that kind of started the discussion. And then we also asked Corey Jensen to just kind of take us through some of this and how you get something like this to go. And here's what Corey Jensen had to say.
The initial concern they had, you know, the sticker shock, of course, of starting up a new program. Just if there was going to be enough kids that were interested, because wrestling is something that they haven't had around here. So to start up a new program and invest the money, they wanted to make sure that, you know, basically that it was worth the while.
And that's the thing too, I think, you know, he talked about the sticker price of the upfront cost, because you got to buy your equipment, you got to buy mats and that kind of stuff. A lot of times, the hope is that these mats will last 10 years. So that first year cost could potentially scare some people away. But that was one thing that they had discussed. You know, this is just a one-time fee to kind of get us going. And then after that, it's not nearly as bad as far as the cost and expenses.
But like you said, you don't want to make that expense and have nobody come up for the team because there wasn't enough interest to sustain the launch.
Right. So I think there was a lot of discussions kind of going on behind the scenes too, Jensen going up to, you know, a kid that he thinks, hey, this kid might be interested in wrestling. Why don't I talk to him? And there's three seniors on the roster, which I think says something to him. We do have some tape from one of them that we'll get to as well. But I think that speaks some volumes, because you're basically telling a senior, why don't you come over here? You know, we're starting this program. We're not going to, you know, a state championship, but there's certain things that are going to be realistic, and there's certain things that aren't going to be realistic. But you're basically going to help lay that groundwork. So to have three seniors dedicate their time to do that, I think speaks volumes as well. Going back to what we had mentioned first off with Corey Jensen, he was from he has the Viberg ties. He was in high school there. And he talked to us about being a high school wrestler and wanting to wrestle in high school. Well, Viberg Hurley didn't have one. In 1985, it actually went to the school board in Viberg to vote on wrestling, and it got voted down 3-2. So Corey Jensen ended up going to Parker to wrestle and never actually got the opportunity to wrestle in Viberg. So it almost went through back in the mid-80s that that Viberg would have had a wrestling program. But yeah, one vote kind of changes the
and
whole
he
thing.
He wasn't done with that conversation.
No, he wasn't done.
We'll see you in 20 years, folks, and I'm back.
Exactly.
Who else do you want to hear from?
Head coach Cameron Gronke. So first-year head coach. Never had... had any sort of knowledge with wrestling or anything like that. And we talked to Cameron. We said, you know, what's the coolest thing about what you guys are doing here? And he said, the fact that I can say that we started something. And you'll hear him expand on this.
For me, it's pretty cool to start something. It's not the first time that I've started a sport from scratch. I did so in college too. And for me, it's really cool. It's, 20 years from now, I look back at the history that we've had, you know, whether we have state champs or not, you know, it's still cool to be a part of that and to really hit the ground running, especially for me, where I don't have a wrestling background. I've never wrestled before in my life. I taught myself everything, you know, this summer. And I've taken everything that I've learned and all the work and hours that I've put in and threw it all at this. And to see this early success that some of our boys have had and to hear the encouragement from the other wrestling coaches at the tournaments that we've been to, for me, that's really awesome.
So it doesn't seem like as much of a surprise that they would have seniors participate and have so many when you hear the voices of the leadership from the adults, because right. They clearly are, you know, I'm going to work all summer to figure out how to do this.
Right. They're putting their heart and soul into it. Yeah. You know, that's what you came to hear is that, and I think the coaches understand too, that there's going to be some adjustment, you know, not just from the kids' perspective, but from my perspective as well as being a coach. And I think that speaks volumes too, because it gives the kids also something, you know, they're going through that transition together, that process of learning and stuff like that. They're going through all of that together. And I think another thing that was really cool too is, you know, saying like, you know, it'll be fun to look back 20 years from now and see what the status of this program is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that that kind of gets lost in time when you think about all of whatever program it is, whether it's the New England Patriots or whether it's, you know, Langford area with football or whatever it might be, from national level to the local level. We always think about the legacy and what this team has done, but we forget mm-hmm. that there was a time when this program started. There's a start to all of these stories, all of these programs. And I think, you know, it's cool to see the beginning, to say that, hey, we saw the beginning of this program and how it kind of got going. I think that's cool to sit back from our perspective, because we don't see that a lot anymore in today's day and age, especially covering high school sports and activities. It's very rare that we see, hey, a new program is starting for a school district.
Right. And there has to be a willingness, to lose, to struggle, to fail here and there. And in sports, that can be particularly painful. That can sting to sort of put a team out there, you know, and I'm not saying that they you know, that's what's going to happen here, but it's certainly something that you consider when you've never done it before and you're 18 years old just starting out.
Exactly. And speaking of 18 years old, 17, 18 year old Hayden Wordle is one of the three seniors. And we had some conversations too off camera about, you know, just leadership types of things. And, you know, like this was just something that he wanted to do because he had wrestled at a younger age, but it kind of went away as he got older because there was no wrestling program in Vyberg.
Right.
So we had asked him, I said, you know, what is it about wrestling that you enjoy? Why do you like wrestling? And you'll hear Hayden here. He'll kind of expand on that.
Wrestling, it's a team sport, but also it's something that depends on how well you do. It's not something that you do with a bunch of other people, and the outcome isn't just from what they do. It's about how well you prepare yourself and stuff like that. So I think it changes it a lot to make sure that you're doing stuff that you like.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about how other teams, other coaches, other athletes are, you know, part of welcoming Viber Hurley into the world of wrestling.
You know, it seemed like a lot of, because, you know, they are running a JV schedule this year as being in their first year.
Right.
But, you know, they had talked about, you know, they had a meet in Freeman, they had a meet coming up in Canton and things like that that are on the schedule and things like that. And I don't think that they're afraid to ask questions when they go to these events. And I think it helps them grow too, to, you know, my match gets done, I'm going to go back and sit now and watch because I want to see what these other kids are doing. And I think it's the same thing with the coaches. The coaches are having conversations now with some of these other coaches that have really stable wrestling programs like a Canton in Class B, or maybe, you know, or a Beersford, you know, Alcester Hudson, these different types of programs that are very, very good when it comes to high school wrestling. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, they're having these conversations with coaches and it's kind of helping that transition along a little bit. And I think this isn't something that's specific to wrestling. wrestling. I think it happens in all sports and activities where there's conversations and there's friendships, there's bonding and things like that that happen behind the scenes, that you go to a game or a sporting event and you see, you know, the competition going on the field, but in reality, there's a much deeper level of friendship and respect.
Yeah. It's a sports story. It's a South Dakota story. Exactly. Nate Weck, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Lori.